Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I pray that you are doing well today. Remember, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Remember that. You can do all things. This is a natural world, but we have a supernatural God. We have a God that can do exceeding abundantly and above everything we can ask or think. So remember that, believe that, and exercise that. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you, and I just thank you, Lord, for your word. May you hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. May you empower us by your word, strengthen us by your word, that we may be able to do according to your will. May your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back over to the book of John chapter 18, and we had read verse 28 last time, and we're going to reread that and talk about that a little bit. We'll go through some other verses. Verse 28 of John chapter 18, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Now, these leaders, these religious leaders, the ones that went and got Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane and brought him to the rulers of that day, the Caiaphas and Annas of that day, the rulers of that day, Romans, brought him to them in order to be crucified. They themselves brought him up to the judgment hall, but they didn't go in because they would be defiled according to their custom by going into a Gentile's house or dwelling so they can eat the Passover. But they're going to deliver a man up to be crucified, but they won't go in because they want to keep their custom. So I want to talk for a minute about hypocrisy. That is a hypocritical act, to deliver someone up for judgment, but you yourself hang back because you want to still keep your customs and your laws. It is hypocritical for you to say something about someone else or bring judgment on someone else. You yourself is guilty of the same act, but you deliver someone else to be judged, but you hang back as if the judgment will not fall on you. So God says, be careful about judging, because the same judgment wherewith you judge will be placed upon you. So these were very hypocritical people. They lived in a world of hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? The practice claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. You say you believe something, but you go the opposite way. To bring it home to where we live, you go to church on Sunday. I've been here, done it. You go to church on Sunday, you go through all the motions as if you are doing something, and this is all your outward behavior. You comply for those 2 hours and you're in church, but you leave church hellbound. You're getting ready to do all kinds of things that are against the covenant and the responsibilities that you have towards God. You're getting ready to forego that. But you just went to church and you act as if you've done something. You didn't do anything. You sat somewhere for 2 hours, because if you're getting ready to get out and do the same thing that you did the 2 hours prior to you going to church, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. It said, he who is in Christ is a new creature, a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. Become new. You have to allow yourself to submit to becoming new. Submit to the new nature which God has placed upon you. But you got to receive it. Hypocrites say one thing and do another. Hypocrites say and act one way in front of people and go and live a double life. We have that all the time in the political arena. We have people that crucify other people. They bear witness to other people's sins. Oh, yes, that Joe, he did lie and steal. Oh, I'm, you know, so sorry to hear that Jane, she was falsifying documents. Oh, she was stealing, or they were doing, they are doing the exact same thing, but they get up and they bear witness to someone else's judgment when they themselves are living a lie. Hypocrisy. Our world is filled up with hypocrisy. We won't bear witness to the truth in our own lives. We won't put ourselves out there and say, Lord, help Johnny and Mary and Betty, help them, because if it's not by the grace of God, I would be found out, and Lord, help me to overcome my situation so I don't be put on blast. Because when other people are put out there, don't talk about them, pray for them. Pray for them, lest it be us. Lest it be us. If any one of our deeds of the past that we don't want people to know was laid forth, we would go running and hiding. There is none righteous, no, not one. None. We are saved by grace through faith. That's it. But this hypocritical living of talking about other people, blaspheming the name of God by talking about the other saints, Lord, help us all. We should be lifting each other up, praying for one another. If one slips, we pray for that person, lest it be us. If one falls, we pray for that person, lest it be us. If one, it goes against the word of God and is living in a life of rebellion, you pray for that person to be restored. We pray for them in the spirit of meekness, humble, humility. We need humility in this day and this hour to realize we are mere mortals. And if it wasn't for the Spirit of God, lest there we go. We would be cracking hell wide open if it wasn't for the grace of God. He is keeping us. And so if someone, we see someone fall by the wayside, or we see something collapsing or coming to looks like it's coming to an end, it looks like their victory all of a sudden is turning into demise and defeat, we pray for that individual. We pray for our spiritual leaders. We pray for the leaders of the government. We pray for our bosses. We pray for our parents. We pray for all those that are professing the faith. We pray for those that don't believe that they might believe. We should be in a posture of prayer, not in judgment and hypocrisy. I'm speaking to myself at the same time. Not in judgment. Oh, look at them. Look at what is going on. Girl, tell me what happened to so-and-so. Oh my gosh, look at who so-and-so. No, no, no. We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that. We pray for everyone. Pray for those that come against you. I'm paraphrasing. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for people. Pray. We need prayer in this day. God is getting ready to do something. I sense it in my spirit. I sense it in my spirit that he's getting ready to do something. He's getting ready to do a work. He's getting ready to move things forward. And we need to be in line. I feel in my spirit. I said, Lord, you know, let me be a part of that. And I feel in my spirit, I'm going to be first in line. I speak it and receive it. I'm going to be first in line. I desire to do the things of the Lord and to follow according to his judgment and his statute. And I desire for the anointing of God to be upon my life and upon my family to do the works of the Lord. And in order to do that, we have to align ourselves up with the truth. We can't walk in hypocrisy. Here we are in verse 28 of John chapter 18. Hypocrites taking Jesus to the hall of judgment, but they themselves would not walk in because they would be defiled because of their customs, walking into a Gentile's dwelling so they can eat the Passover. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't judge others. Discern truth, but don't judge. There's a difference. We can talk about that. Lord, help us on today. I pray that you have a blessed and wonderful day. Enjoy your day. Believe God. Walk with him and hold unto his unchanging hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Join me tomorrow on The Word and Me. God bless.